This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. How you doing, America? Kicking things around and talking about what's the latest buzz in the land. Some of it, of course, has to do with health, and more health, meaning Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and whether they're healthy enough to lead the nation. Of course, Clinton today had her doctors come out and they had a note from a doctor saying it was mild pneumonia that she had, nothing other than that. I have mild pneumonia. And for Donald Trump, he is appearing on the Dr. Oz show. So he there were some preliminary, I guess, releases of what to expect from the appearance, and apparently he's healthy enough, but not releasing his health records like Hillary Clinton is. So we're back on the health trail on the campaign in 2016. And I said this the other day, is it fair or foul to want to know as much as possible about the next leader of the free world? Meaning, should we know what the tax situation is with them? You know, Donald Trump won't release his taxes. Should we expect that that's something that we should be privy to, because this is somebody who wants to be president, and tough tiddlywinks if they don't want to release it? And same thing with the health, same thing with anything that could possibly affect the way that you vote. I mean, isn't it, we live in the world of how much information do we know about each other? How much is out there and available? And the answer is a ton of information. So wouldn't it be fair to think that, we have a right to know what's going on with the person who wants to become president, whether it's Clinton or Donald Trump or whoever it is into the future? And I say we definitely should know A, B, C, D, E. And when you're a public person, you know that. And especially now more than ever, where before you could be a little anonymous in your private life, and if there were affairs or there were things that people turned their head to, a blind eye to, something that had happened in the past that was a little nefarious, because you never would kiss and tell, or you would never take and tell. It's a whole different ball game now at this point, because if they catch you, and they can, it's out there for the world to see. So I think open book is good. I think if you want to be in politics, is open book is the way to go. Then any attacks, anything that happens, which is normal because you're going to have to deflect it, I think that's what you do. When you run for office, you have to know everything is going to be turned over, period. That's how it is. And the rules aren't going to be different for anybody else. Don't you think? Doesn't that make sense? 855-323-4622, 855-323-4622. That's why David Axelrod, who brilliantly, whether you like Obama or not, brilliantly, he was a big reason why Obama got elected, because he knew how to campaign. He knew how to run the campaigns, and he jumped all over anything that the Republicans were offering, because he knew how to mobilize younger people. He knew how to get... He knew how to use social media. They jumped on whatever they had to jump on. Leaks have been a big part of what we've talked about on the campaign trail. Of course, part of that is because of Hillary Clinton and the emails. And remember the whole State Department data dump, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, and how huge that was and how infuriated anybody connected to state was at the time. Ed Snowden, there's now a movie coming out about Snowden that happens in the next day or two. In fact, over the weekend, it will come out. And Ed Snowden had something to say about whistleblowing. He actually defends whistleblowing. Makes sense. Check it out.
Today, whistleblowing is democracy's safeguard of last resort, the one upon which we all rely when all other checks and balances have failed. And the public has no idea what's going on behind closed doors.
Yes, so there you go. I think there is some truth to that. I mean, you could argue, and remember when the Snowden story broke, was he a traitor or a hero? And there's going to be more conversation about that because of the fact that we've got this movie that's out. And there are going to be, I think, a lot of people that are going to be interested in seeing the Snowden movie. And, of course, what the government says, Democratic or Republican, it's going to be the same way. But Obama's people, like Eric Holder, when he's asked about it initially when he was the attorney general, is come on back and expect a trial. Because it was back in 2013 that the NSA contractor leaked a large number of classified documents to the media, which exposed the government's covert surveillance activities. So it brings up the question, traitor or hero? A lot of people think he's a traitor. A lot of people think he's a hero. He's definitely a whistleblower. There's no question about that. And I think that this movie will just bubble that more of that up to the surface. But this is Oliver Stone, his movie, and Oliver Stone himself is always controversial. But I think this movie is catching some buzz, and the guy who plays Ed Snowden is Joseph Gordon Levitt, who is, I think, just brilliant. He's such a good actor. So I'll be curious if that ignites the conversation to just bring him home and let him go through a trial. I don't see it. I don't see that he's ever coming back unless it's way, way, way into the future, because he's not going to come back and go through that whole trial process. I find that hard to believe. I don't think so. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk about what else is making the rounds in odds and ends. And you know, it includes, I mean, actually, we can jump to this quickly here. Uber has a new service, and it'll blow your mind what Uber's going to do. If you've never ordered an Uber, you don't know what you're missing. If you're at a bar and you've had one too many, if you need a quick ride from an airport somewhere, if you're stuck because your car breaks down, even Uber. A lot of people calling the Uber drivers. But will you have a driver? That's the question. Find out next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Tonight, our next segment, we're going to speak with Danielle Giordano. She is cycling. She's hit a cycling world record. She used to weigh 400 pounds, which she dropped, and she's on a mission to talk about childhood obesity, what the epidemic is with the prepackaged food and all the stuff that people are eating and how bad it is for you. And she's doing Route 66. She kicks it off in Chicago with the police and first responders are going to be there to help her out in Chicago. And she goes all the way through the Midwest and down through Albuquerque and ends up in Santa Monica. I've done that Route 66 deal, not from there, but it's pretty cool. And the conversation with her is really eye-opening. And I think it's... what a great quest she's on, and she's going to do 85 miles a day, or she hopes to do 85 miles a day, so we want to check in with her along the way to see what that's like. She's going to go to schools and talk to kids and talk to all kinds of people about, like I said, this brutal epidemic. It's a good reminder to all of you about what I've been doing, and part of that includes One World Way, which is amazing. I was thinking that today. I had to run out the door, of course. And, you know, you're not getting, I'm not always getting a lot of sleep. And what am I eating? It used to be, okay, what's the least amount of calories that I can eat that's not quite as bad for me if I go through a drive-thru because I have no choice? But I do have a choice. So with One World Way, it's been awesome. And, Stephen Huer gave me, I said, you know, after he had called me, I want people to be able to just have some, to try it, to see what it does and see if they get that energy boost that I swear I get. It's like rocket fuel, but healthy for me. And I'm giving them away when you call in if you want some. I give it away when we do our nail the score thing, and I just shipped out a bunch, so anybody who gave me their name and their address and stuff, expect that in the next couple of days. You'll get your packets, and just, it's easy. Just do what the directions say, boom, bada bing. Then, like me, you don't have to run out and get that breakfast burrito. Although sometimes it probably sounds good. And that's what I would do. I'd look at, this is exactly what I'd do. I'll just tell you. I would have too much going on. And when I would run out the door, there's no time to make an egg. I'm a good cook. There's no time to make an egg. There's no time to do any of that. Boom, I'm running out the door, trying to get Mahalo, the dog, not to follow me out. Because then that's another 10 minutes of messing around with him. And it would be like, wow, I got to eat something. I can't go 8, 6, whatever many hours. And I'm through the, I would pick the drive-through with what I thought was the least calories, and it would be a breakfast burrito, because usually I could find one that was like 250 or something, and not good. And I also found, kind of like Chinese food, it's good when you eat it, but then you're still hungry afterwards. Yeah, kind of had that effect on me. So look for your One World way. And for anyone listening, call on or during Nail the Score, which is on Tuesday into Wednesday show, in that second hour last segment. Grim, what's happening in your world?
Not much there, Kate. Kind of the weirdest thing today. I got this phone call on one of these surveys, but it was kind of unusual. Kind of went like this, you know. Hello, sir. I'm from the FDA, and I'm wondering if you'd take a one-question survey real quick like this. I said, sure. He says, who do you favor this year for president, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And I said, well, Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay, sir, so you know exactly what fruit goes into the basket. I said, well, hey, what if I would have said Republican? He said, oh, well, sir, then you would be the fruit in the basket, and we'd have to come by and inspect you.
Wow.
I thought it was, you know, it kind of sounded like, you know, the guy that does the Indian voice from the Jerky Boys, you know.
Yeah. It must be a joke. Yeah, exactly. That's hilarious.
I tell you, it's getting nuts out here, Kate. It's getting nuts.
It is getting nuts, isn't it? It is.
Yeah.
I said that before. What is media? This, people don't trust the media, but what's your definition of the media? You know, that's part of it.
We're finding everybody's true colors.
Yes.
We really are. We're finding out all the politicians, where they've been for the last 30 years. We're finding the media, where they've really been. You're just finding the truth out.
Yeah.
In a way, it's really a blessing.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that knew, you know, and they were called the idiots of the day. I can go back, you know. I mean, I don't mind admit when I'm wrong, you know. I'll do that. I mean, I can remember, too, when I'd sit there and fuss and cuss and rage, and somebody come up and said, well, you can't blame them. And I said, well, yes, I can. And then he said, no, you voted for him. And I said, oh, yeah, well. Because, you know, I mean, it's like the old saying, you know, if you seek hard enough, you know, you can be good at what you do.
Yeah.
And you can get there. So, you know, it's really, you know, our fault for allowing it. Oh. And that's the truth behind that, is for a laugh.
It is. It's our fault for doing that. You're right.
And, but, you know, I mean, we used to get on them about, you know, sexual ordeals and sleep with this, and then we started letting that slide. No, it's just down to pure criminal acts. We just let them slide. But I think that, you know, you can't get any further. I don't think you can do anything worse, you know.
So now we're climbing upward, you say.
Well, I'm saying we've come to a head, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody's wanting to go back to, you know, moral values and standards. And I understand Kaepernick had his right, but at the same token, it was a wrong venue.
Yeah, it's been a very strange backlash, and I think the one thing is, couldn't they put the brakes on 9/11? I mean, doing anything on 9/11, pun on that. Yeah. For any of us that certainly were in and around New York or the Pentagon, but everyone in the nation was just paralyzed by that. So let's just, can we call a truce on that day? And there wasn't a truce. So I thought that was bad. I would have done that. I thought the classy thing to do would be, okay, I get it. Let's just call a truce on that day and then whatever after that. But no, I mean, that pretty much showed you. Yeah.
Well, I'm writing something up. I hope I can put together, and, you know, I'm halfway through it, you know, and do over the phone, but an awful lot. But, you know, you got to educate people. That's the problem. It's just like there's a lot of Democrats that are converting all for the simple reason they turn over and listen to Hannity or they listen to Levin, never have, knew about him, but they listen. And they say, oh, man, was I an idiot.
Right, and I think the independents, Grim, are up for grab. I think that could go in either direction. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, you have the last word for this segment. I hear you might have a joke for us.
Yes, I do. This woman was sitting on the examining table. She was rather heavy set, and she had her arm out, and she told the doctor, she says, could you kiss it and make it better? And the doctor looked at her and said, no. And she says, why not? She says, it's not covered by your insurance.
Ba-dum-bump. I like it, Dan. That's good. Not covered by your insurance. All right, so how about this? I said I was going to tell you what Uber's doing. This is groundbreaking. They're going to have driverless car service. And this, seriously, this is what's going to happen. They're jumping ahead of Detroit and all the Silicon Valley dudes with their technology. They're going to have a fleet of cars with lasers, cameras, and sensors. No one's hands on the wheel. And they've already been deployed on the roads of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So they've been steering themselves to pick up regular Uber passengers and that are used to being fetched by cars driven by humans. Four of the Ford Fusion hybrids have have been deployed to select customers, with the company showing at least a dozen or more ready to put on the streets. How about that? Uber beats everyone to the punch. Driverless service. Ooh, so crazy. Hang with us. To go higher. They sound like angels. Voices out the black church. Trapped dirt inside. Didn't know this to the last verse. Amazing grace. Lay your hands on my face so I can finally feel like I've abandoned my ways. Trying to own land, but I land in my grave. How come I'm 3 steps ahead?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Your bike through, I don't know, how many states in the United States to raise awareness for something that is really, really an epidemic in this country. Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room. She's not on the bike yet, but Danielle Giordano joins us, and she's doing exactly that. Danielle, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So, first of all, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the fact that childhood obesity is an epidemic, right? And the idea is you're really, really trying to raise awareness for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the link between childhood obesity and bullying within schools of children, especially within high school, and also trickles over into college, but especially in high school, is undeniable. And the fact that basically, you know, America has a sugar addiction. We have a processed food addiction. We have a genetically modified ingredient or genetically modified food addiction. All of these things are leading to an epidemic, and it's an epidemic. It's only getting larger and is absolutely preventable. And knowledge is power. And my goal is to be a facilitation of knowledge and to reach as many people as possible on this tour and equip them so that they can make positive changes in their life.
Okay, so you have this idea of doing the tour, and tell us how you set about laying it out.
Well, you know, back in 2010, I got my first cycling world record, and, you know, I it was kind of always gnawing on me to do something, and I had found out about the Route 66, and Route 66, Chicago to the Santa Monica Pier. We go through Chicago, St. Louis, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, Flagstaff, Barstow, and then, of course, on to L.A. and Santa Monica. And, you know, I think going down through the Midwest, it said a lot. When you look at the obesity rates, I think as you go further west, when you look at Native Americans and the epidemic of obesity that those children are coming up and facing, which is something that that culture has never really faced before, and on into those more western states where I think people have this, I don't know, assumption that just because somebody's from California, they're, you know, super healthy and eat wheatgrass all the time. And that's just not the case. And I found out that there was a woman in 2010, ironically, same year as me, who set the new world record, and it was a German athlete named Iris Klein. And I thought, what a greater way to show that you can come full circle than doing a route, one, that's on the heels of the Olympics. How cool is that? Let's bring a record back to the U.S. But two, the amount of headwind that you have virtually the entire way, from 15 to 30 miles an hour, the fact that you have a 40% more hill incline going east to west, and just the length and the road conditions really is the key to this route. It breaks you down. It breaks your body down. And I thought, what better way to show that you can come full circle? I was morbidly obese. I was an obese child. I basically had a doctor say I wasn't going to live to see my mid-30s unless I changed my life. And to go from, you know, almost 400 pounds and morbidly obese to a world-class athlete, I hope to be that living example.
Yeah, and so at that, I can see absolutely what fuels you, and thank goodness there's people like you trying to really wave your arms and raise that awareness. But since you really lived it, there's no doubt, and I don't have to tell you this, and for all the people listening to us across the country, that you are a catalyst for that change, because there are kids, there are people, adults, parents, etc., that can see your story, hear your story. How did you do it? What was it, you know, with the doctor saying that you wouldn't make it, was that what just triggered it into you, I need to do something different, I need to learn about food, I need to figure out how to do this?
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, when you're in your 20s, you know, thinking about death or your own morality, it's not something that you think about. And then, you know, when you're hit in the face with that, and basically when I started, it was move more, eat less. I knew nothing about nutrition. I knew nothing about fitness. And, you know, it really took me a lot of courage to finally get to a gym. When I first started, it was really kind of on my own, you know, got the first 100 pounds or so off, and then had a very bad experience at a big box club. And I said, hey, I'm going to learn this myself. And I started taking classes at the Cooper Institute in Dallas, Texas. And now I'm a certified master trainer, 24 certifying credentials in nutrition and fitness. And hopefully we'll have my second world record in a couple few weeks here.
I love it. I love the way you laid this out. Just absolutely brilliant. Tell us about the cycling world record. If we wind the clock back here, what happened there? Was cycling one of the things that you did to pull the weight off?
Yeah, you know what? And I'll make this brief, but it's a funny story. When I first started, you know, going to this big box gym, there was a spin instructor, and he was always trying to get people to come into his classes. And you know, I was always embarrassed, and that's just the bottom line. I was just embarrassed to sit and just the way my body composition was. And he finally convinced me to come in, and you know, that very first class, all I could do was just sit. I mean, I couldn't even stand. I couldn't go, you know, very high resistance, anything like that. And slowly I started, I mean, it just became my regular thing. And I did it 2 days a week, then 3 days a week, then 4 days a week, and then I did it all 5 days a week. And I went into him the one day and I said, I'm going to ride my bike across the country. And he goes, oh, okay. And I go, no, really, I'm going to come in here Thursday and I'm going to have a route. And he's like, okay. Now you have to imagine, now I'm still like 270-ish, 285, somewhere around in there. And so I came in with the Prairie Spirit Trail, which was the ride I did in 2010. And that was from the tip of Canada down to Texas. But once you get in Iowa, you basically start zigging and zagging east and west. Total project miles was 6,400, and I beat the fastest man by 3 days, just as a side note, in 2010. And so I came in with this brochure, Trail, and he's like, okay, Danielle, now I believe you can do anything, but. And I'm like, no, really, I'm going to do this. And he's like, okay, so when do you want to do this? And this is like, I don't know, October, I think it was. I said, I'm going to do it next summer. And he goes, it's not Danielle, no way. Like, what? People train for years to do this. You can't just, okay, wait. And I said, if you will coach me on the side, and if I come in and I give you my very best every day, give me a month, and if you really don't think I can make it, we'll call it a wash. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. He did end up taking me underneath his wing, and, you know, we did it. we started off in August and finished on September 12th.
That is awesome. So now if people want, I love that story. So if people want to check in and know, so we're going to check in with you along Route 66, but how else besides America Tonight and me speaking with you and getting the skinny on what people are saying to you and what that's been like, how else can people check in with your progress?
Well, I suggest that they go to the website. It's highwayforhealth.org, so highway, forhealth.org. We have a YouTube channel that you can link to from there. We're going to be putting updates on there.
Cool.
You know, the video is kind of cool. They're going to be short. They're going to recap. And then on LaFemme's radio network, I'm also going to be doing kind of a recap show with them every week. But it's basically going to be little snippets from each day that we kind of all put together to tell the story for the week, kind of a thing. And, and then along the way, we're going to be making a lot of stops. We're working with first responders all across the country with First Responders for Fitness. We, you know, we're going to be making stops at schools, trying to work with PTAs, trying to work with youth groups, community centers, that type of thing. So hopefully if they Google me at any point during the next several weeks, they'll see some TV or newspaper or blogs or something pop up. So
is because you're making the stops along the way, which of course completely makes sense. Every day must be different and every piece of the journey must be different. But what's the average amount of miles that you'll try to cover, I guess, per week?
Well, you know, per week, you know, you could be going from the plains to the mountains. We go through 5 really high elevation points.
Wow.
Especially near Flagstaff when we get near the Grand Canyon. Basically from Amarillo west, we hit the major mountains. But Missouri isn't exactly flat either. So, you know, I want to hit somewhere between 80 and 125 every day. That's kind of my goal. But, you know, we're looking at the wind and weather reports. The winds are going to be extra strong as we get into basically the second week after we start. And then we're going to hit a lot of rain after the first 2 weeks. And so, I rode in the rain last time. And I rode against the jet stream last time as well in 2010. So, you know, I'm just going to go out there and give it my best shot. And some days I might be on the bike for 20 hours. Some days I might only be on for 8 or 9. So we'll just have to see how it kind of plays out. But we're going to have a really great send-off in Chicago. I didn't mention that before, but we're going to have a huge, huge send-off with the Police and Fire National Cycling Team, with the Chicago Fire Department and Chicago Police Department. We're basically going to shut down Adams Street and get everything started on Route 66. And so it should be quite a spectacle on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. So.
I love it. Danielle Giordana, wow, what an inspiration. Everybody will follow you along in America Tonight. I'll have updates. You can also go to highwayforhealth.org. Congratulations on really owning this issue and trying to get people to pay attention. And we appreciate you spending time with us here on America Tonight.
Well, and I appreciate you having on, and always doing something to make the world a better place is why I believe we're all here, and that's all I'm trying to do. And I hope we'll see you at the Triumph Party on November 6th back in Dallas. If you can come, Kate, I'll get you some tickets over.
Woohoo! All right, I'm there. I'm there to support you, definitely. Danielle, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, so many of you, a lot of you are reaching out by the miracle of Alexander Graham Bell's phone. Well, I guess it's not his phone anymore. I guess it's Steve Jobs' iPhone or whatever you're sporting around. I don't know. But I know that a lot of you are mobile. That's how you're hitting us up. So, again, here are the numbers. Remember, I don't care. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. Have an opinion. This show is for you. This is why I do this show. So never forget that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We don't all have to agree, but we have to try to get along. On that note, plenty of email to go to. That's not a shocker. Each and every day I get an avalanche of mail. Let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Jake in Austin. Kate, I haven't sent you any notes in a long time. I've been thinking about you. I've been downloading the shows when I can. I've had a cockamamie work schedule. And I have to tell you, this whole thing with Hillary Clinton is so crazy and bizarre. And in my workplace, people are definitely talking about it. Some people were saying maybe she has Parkinson's, maybe she has migraines, maybe she's just exhausted, but it's crazy. But it makes sense that we should want to know about Hillary Clinton's health and, for goodness sake, Donald Trump's health as well, because they're not super young. How is it that we don't get any young presidents? My goodness, the job ages you. There aren't any leaders out there, brilliant thought leaders, people who are politically skilled that could run for president. Ugh. Well, you answered your own silly question. Nobody wants to run. I mean, yes, there's people that are career politicians that want to run. That was the whole thing with Trump, that he wasn't a politician, but we're all sick of it, and he's going to run. And voila, look what happened. Well, if you look at Clinton, if you look at George W. Bush, if you look at Obama, they were much younger entering office. But then that, is that ageism? Gosh, I know some people in their 70s that would kick my butt. I'm serious. If we had some kind of a walk race, there's people I know that are brilliant that are older. So I don't know that I definitely don't go along with that, but I do go along with how healthy are they and how exhausting is the schedule, because it is a ridiculous, crazy schedule. And of course, how does your mind give the best that it can give any of our minds? How do we process information? How do we put on our ability to compromise, listen, talk, all those kinds of things? It's interesting because it's something I've delved into and speak about. And it's the most brilliant of us. It's very tough with distractions and everything else, but let alone not getting enough sleep and whatnot. And that's when you're campaigning, obviously, some of this is what's happening. They're just all over the map campaigning. As for Hillary Clinton, it was a pneumonia thing, and that's not good. You could see in the camera she was shaky, but it was pneumonia. So she did need to rest, and she was not doing that, period. Now, there's a huge thing with Trump. He's going on Dr. Oz's show, and they're pumping it out all over the place. And, you know, the question is he healthy? And what they're saying is Trump's managers are saying, are you calling him a liar? Because he's not going to reveal his medical records on the Dr. Oz show. And, so there are people that all of us interested in, I guess, the health situation, right? All right, let's move around to another one. This one is from Billy, listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, I know you're a big fan of comedy. You've had comedians on. I like that Loftus dude that you have on sometimes. His show, the Kevin James show that he's writing for, is coming out. I made a note of that when I heard him on your show. I thought that was pretty cool. I like what he had to say about Kevin James. Did you see that Amy Poehler won an Emmy? I'm sure you're familiar with who she is. She played Hillary Clinton, or made fun of Hillary Clinton, on Saturday Night Live, and has done a bunch of movies with her pal Tina Fey. I did see that. It's funny you say that. I guess it made some big headlines, so we've all, you know how it pops up when you open up your computers and whatnot. Yeah, she did her own TV show that was pretty funny, too, Parks and Rec. And I didn't see a lot of it, but what I saw I thought was pretty funny. And, yeah, she's got that great comedic timing thing. She's one of the Second City people. The Second City is that comedy club in Chicago that just pumps out some brilliantly talented comedians. And so she falls into that category. If you think of like Dan Aykroyd, he would have come out of there. Belushi's, both Belushi's, John Belushi and Jim Belushi. A lot of the current people on Saturday Night Live come out of that comedy club, because it's a heavy, heavy improv, which is what you do on that television show. And then some of them have really gone on to bigger things. So, yeah, she wins an Emmy. All right, moving on to another one. This one is from Joseph. Hi, Kate. I've heard you talk about this before, and it is really disconcerting. I don't understand why it takes $1 billion to be president. What in the world, for goodness sake, is going on? If someone can raise $1 billion, think of what we could do with $1 billion. If you had two presidential candidates that raised $1 billion and agreed not to buy any advertising and instead pump that money back into the economy or to whatever cause they want to pump it back into, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, wouldn't that be something? But they're not going to agree to do that because it's about reaching the people. And how do you reach the people? Through advertising. And how do you get advertising? You got to pay for it. So when you've got the demand and you have the demand married with the money, that's what you're going to get. I mean, you know, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. All right, here's one from, oh, this is pretty interesting. This one is from William. I just got this a few minutes ago while I'm opening, because I'm doing this, you know, reading these emails as I'm here with all of you. So this one is from William. He says, Kate, you covered the NFL. You do that cool nail the score thing. I'm going to call in one of these days. I laugh. I love hearing people with their guesses. I like the whole idea of your crystal ball. Did you happen to see, and I know you have talked about this and had people on your show before, I caught a really good doctor one time who was talking about the concussion research in the NFL. Did you see that the NFL is going to give money to concussion research? I did. You know, it's interesting because at first the NFL shunned the whole idea. We all know that when Mike Webster and some other brains were examined and it turned out that they had the CTE, which is horrible, and their families had no idea, and it was awful, and it was, they, you know, just to watch them disintegrate. Well, NFL Commissioner Goodell, and this is, I'm sure, what you're referring to, and now that the league is going to commit $100 million to concussion prevention research, which is, yes, absolutely. Anything that you can do to help the players with the helmets, with whatever. But we know our brains are just so fragile. And listen, as somebody who covers the NFL and somebody who flew with the Dallas Cowboys, and I would be there on the sidelines at the tail end of the games, and that really was an eye-opener to me back then because I saw how, not that I didn't know this, but it's a little bit different when you get on TV and replays were from the stands or from the press box. When you're actually on the field and you see the speed of this game and how they're hitting each other, well, then you really realize, oh my gosh, you know, when you see like Troy Aikman get his bell rung how many times. Poor Tony Dorsett, who was an amazing running back who now has this problem, and a myriad of others. We watched Cam Newton 2 weeks ago, we saw what happened with him when he got knocked around, how awful that was. So the bottom line is, yes, absolutely. I guess $60 million is going to be used to, they say, create better, safer helmets for players, and then $40 million is going to go toward research. But Goodell said, you know, it's about protecting the players. We've seen some positive things, but they're not completely there yet. And they're definitely not. And what can you do 100%? I don't know. But anything that helps along the way, sure, safer. Just like any sport or anything in our lives, if there's some tweaks that you can do immediately, something that somebody can design that can help these guys, I think it would be phenomenal because there's sad, sad stories out there. And yes, they know the dangers. You know the dangers when you play football, but initially, especially, There was a lot of doctors turning a blind eye or not knowing what it was or, you know, whatever it is. And so there was plenty of, sadly, misinformation out there, guys not getting the right information, and now you see these families trying to deal with the sort of a shell of what was this massive warrior at one point in their life. All right, keep those emails coming. AmericaTonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com. You can always jam on the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Next.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.